That ball is the new kicker ball. They have two different kinds of balls for the quarterbacks, one for the home team, so the quarterback has it just right, one for the away team. Then you've got the kicker balls, which are less worn in, and they're much more slick. When you watch that, Seth Joyner, at the end of the game, do you think anything could be done to prepare the players that are in that situation, to prepare the holders for that? I mean, is that something that can be avoided?
I don't think so. I mean, the way that you avoid it is that you, go back to the old style. You let the kickers prep their balls the way that they like to have them prepped, and the ball comes off the sideline for that kicker when he's about to kick it. So the holder knows what he's dealing with, the snapper knows what he's dealing with, and the kicker certainly knows what he's dealing with. I don't understand this whole thing about, you know, everybody's got their own ball and you can't touch the ball
and
all this kind of stuff. I mean, you got a guy that kicked a 60-yarder and a 61 or a 62-yarder this year. What difference does it make, you know, what kind of ball that they're using?
Exactly. Luke, when you watch that, do you think this is the kind of thing that Tony Romo's going to have difficulty recovering from?
I think this is going to motivate him. You hear that a lot. A competitor wants to pick it up for his team. He is a huge disappointment. He's got two ways to go. Let it affect him over the offseason at the Pro Bowl, or he's going to be in the gym running the sprints and practicing those things that are making him better in the clutch situations. I agree with Seth on this. One of the big things I have with the NFL right now is this stinking ball issue. You go to the Super Bowl, and every single snap is a new ball for charity. Why don't they use the practice balls for charity? Every new ball has to come out for every single play. I don't mind the commercial breaks. That pays the bills. But a new ball every play? I mean, in tennis, a ball is a very big part of the game. The same in football. The quarterback can't grip
it. The same in baseball.
It comes down to performance. Why is the NFL tricking and working out things for charity when the performance is the main thing on the field right now? Auction off the game balls later.
Do you think that anybody, do you think that the fans who actually buy these ball in auctions would really know the difference between a brand new ball and a used ball? Just manufacture, you know, charity balls, you know, have guys sign them or whatever you're going to do and distribute them, distribute them, auction them off, whatever it is you do. But, you know, why are you messing around with the product on the field for the sake of, you know, charities and people off the field? You know, that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
At least the NBA woke up and let the old ball come back because the players were all upset because the new balls were cracking their fingertips. It was too dry. It wasn't performing well. Let the players play at the highest level with their equipment.